This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
For people living with leukemia and other blood conditions, stem cell transplants can mean the difference between life and death. Last year, the government invested millions into NHS stem cell services, and it's estimated that 400 patients each year miss out on treatment due to a lack of suitable stem cell donors. Yet the study found that only 3% of parents had discussed storage options with a healthcare professional. I'm joined now by Peter Holland. And he's from Agora Gynecology and Fertility Centre, and Shamshad Ahmed from Smart Cells International to find out more about this life-saving treatment and to find out how to ensure patients' cord blood and tissue doesn't go to waste. Mm-hmm. Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good,
now,
good.
Dr. Hollands,
yes.
How are stem cells actually collected? Tell us a bit about that.
It's actually very easy if we think, first of all, about cord blood stem cells. When a baby is born, the umbilical cord is clamped and cut, and the baby gets taken away, and mum and baby are fine. And what remains in the placenta is some blood. And that blood contains these very, very valuable stem cells, which can be used to treat leukemia, thalassemia, sickle cell disease, that kind of thing. So it's an incredibly valuable resource, which unfortunately gets discarded most of the time.
And are the stem cells used in the future for the person that they're taken from, or can they be used for other people as well?
That's right. I mean, they can be processed and stored, and there are two storage options. There's the private route, where the stem cells would be kept for the patient's family only, and then there's the public route, where the stem cells are donated to a public.